Track 18, Neil's last word. And so it's over to Neil again. Are you still in upbeat mood, Neil?
They say a night is well face the truth, but I'm just too long in the tooth. I started to deteriorate, and now I'm...
A few years ago, I was logging along a relatively busy road not far from Norwich City Centre. A man was coming towards me. He looked around 40 and was smoking. He was weaving slightly as he made unsteady progress in my direction. As I moved to my right to let him pass, so he swayed to his left. We were on collision course. He was staring at me with a glazed expression. Suddenly, I felt intimidated. What was that thumping in my ears? It was my heartbeat. It was like a rabbit drumming on the ground to warn fellow members of its species to head for their burrows. At that precise moment, I would gladly have joined them. I swung to my left, and to my relief, he maintained his erratic course. As we passed, I spotted a slogan on his T-shirt advocating the smoking of cannabis. Clearly, he was spaced out. I had walked 100 yards or more before my heartbeat began to slow and the feeling of panic in my stomach subsided. Then I began to feel angry. Why should I feel intimidated walking along a public highway? Is it just that we hear more about antisocial behaviour these days, or have things got worse? A stabbing here, a mugging there, and a pub brawl to complete the horror. When I got home, I reported this incident to my family. I made the mistake of saying, "It never used to be like this. The streets were safe." There was an immediate reaction from the then teenage members of the brood. Here we go again, the good old days. I was then treated to a short tutorial on how they managed their lives in the wide, scary world. They went to nightclubs, where it was second nature not to accept a drink from anyone else in case it was spiked. If they bought a drink in a bottle, they kept their thumbs over the spout. At the dances I used to go to, the only coke habit we had was to partake too much of a certain drink with the same name. The worst effect it had on us was to induce some violent bouts of wind. So what's gone wrong? There's that old chestnut that there are too few bobbies on the beat. Senior members of the constabulary say they practice proactive policing and they can be on a scene quicker in a car than a copper on a foot patrol. But doesn't the visible presence of a policeman act as a deterrent and make us all feel a lot safer? Besides, why can't we have the best of both worlds? The modern policing model plus traditional beat officers bonding with the public. And it's not just on our streets. I was driving along the A11 recently, cruising at 68 miles an hour. Honest officer, I was watching my speedo when a police car pulled out into the flow. For the next 20 miles or so, everybody drove immaculately. They joined me at 68 miles an hour and kept their distance. I'm sure that police car did more good than any speed camera. Should we blame the parents for any breakdown? Do they lay their offspring too much latitude not to set boundaries? It's not easy, I know. We had some right royal battles when ours were stroppy teenagers, and I'm sure there are some things in their formative years that it's best we don't know about, but thankfully they came out the other end as a credit to us. I have warned them there'll be a bit of role reversal coming up. Mrs. H and I could well become the equivalent of truculent teenagers as we morph into cantankerous old fogies. I can see them now asking, "Whose turn is it to have the awkward beggars for Sunday lunch this week? Dad'll fall asleep, and Mum will ask how much the new curtains cost." Was that all a bit of a whinge? Does it mean I still have a bit of work to do on my new positive image?
Phew, I was beginning to think Neil had changed into a person who had a positive view of things. Thank goodness he hasn't. What would we do without his Eeyore personality?